Well, the list is out. Everyone's been talking about it. Everyone's looking at this thing going, oh my God. I think I am too.
I'm looking at the list and I'm going, oh my God.
And everyone knows what we're talking about. I haven't even said what we're talking about. We know the list is the list. For 2024, if someone says the list, it's this list. Jeffrey Epstein's list. The identities of dozens of well-known figures linked to what Jeffrey Epstein have been revealed in court. Papers unsealed. And I guess it's kind of like a drip, drip, drip. More and more is going to keep coming out over the next handful of days and weeks here. The files are part of a defamation case brought against Epstein's Madam Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving 20 years in jail for sex trafficking underage girls to him. She was originally sued by Virginia Roberts, also known as Virginia Guffrey today. She claims that she was forced to have sex with the Duke of York three times in 01 when she was just 17 years old. The Duke vehemently denies these, and, well, a lot of people on this list are vehemently denying any involvement. And I think, honestly, in many cases or some cases here, probably rightfully so, not, I think, every single human being who interacted with Jeffrey Epstein was having sex with underage children. Were some of them or a chunk? Without a doubt. But now it's out there. People, if you were connected with him in any way, shape, or form, it seems, you know, your name may be on this list. Again, does it mean that you had anything to do with these crimes? No. It means some of them were witnesses. I mean, some of them were associates. Some of them were friends. Some of them, there's a lot of things here. And every single person on that list is going to say, I had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein or having sex with kids, to be expected. But it makes it more and more difficult to go, who's telling the truth and who is not?
Identity. Part of the big issue here is the fact that this is a guy who is up to no good. Most people, I'm using air quotes here, most knew that he had this island where unspeakable things were happening. So you're associated with it. And that's not a good place to be for a lot of the people on the list. It doesn't mean that they took part in it, but you and I have known some sketchy people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, have I partied at some sketchy homes? No, because I knew what was going down and I went, yeah, I'm not going to be part of that.
It's the whole thing, you know, they teach you when you're a kid, the company you keep and
yes,
the reflection that has on you, whether you're the one doing the horrible things or not, you're hanging out at the guy's island. Maybe you're just sitting over, you know, having a cocktail and you're watching Netflix. Who knows? Whatever, I don't think Netflix existed back then. But you're not doing anything, but you're there. You're there. And you're at a place that if you don't know about the allegations of the location, then you're just a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. But if you do know and you're still choosing to go chill there, sorry, it's kind of on you. It's a problem. It's not, the optics do matter. Now, I think the funny, not funny thing, but the interesting thing about a lot of this is I think a lot of these things took place well before social media, well before anyone, I think, even conceived of the way that we consume information now or how it's processed or how allegations fly today, the way that they did back then, very different. And they're inevitably in the world of Hollywood or high power, there's shady people everywhere. And it's probably nearly impossible to not at some point brush elbows with the shady people at the very least, just because you're in that pool with them if you're in that world. But it doesn't mean that you are necessarily, you know, inviting them, going to the hot tub with them in their little land. But some of these names, kind of surprising.
I know.
And we're going to go through some of them. Prince Andrew, obviously, one that we know we don't need to even really discuss. Looks guilty as shit. Pretty much, you know, lost his royal title. Had the disastrous interview a couple years ago when the allegations were brought against him. He has the picture with Virginia And she's 17 and his arms around her and Ghislaine's right there, that infamous picture. He's obviously on the list. He's on the list and he's, you know, it is. Bill Clinton, the other one, not a surprise to anyone that he's on the list. Of course, denying everything. Jeffrey Epstein claimed Bill Clinton, quote, liked them young. Johanna Sahlberg told lawyers that's in part of the deposition. What people need to understand about this list is it's nearly 1,000 pages long and it's depositions. It's not just like, here's a one page list of a bunch of names. It's far greater than that. And it people are still going through this thing as of us recording this and trying to pull out the bits and pieces that really mean much of anything. So yes, Bill Clinton is on there again. I think one most people are not remotely surprised by. The statement that has been made, though, Maxwell's attorneys counter that Clinton's testimony was not relevant in some of these statements. A statement that was made here on Jeffrey Epstein. President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pled guilty to in Florida some years ago or those with which he has been recently charged in New York. In 2002 and 2003, President Clinton took a total of 4 trips to Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, 1 to Europe, 1 to Asia, 2 to Africa, which included stops in connection with the work of the Clinton Foundation. Staff supporters of the foundation and his Secret Service detail traveled on every leg of the trip. He had one meeting with Epstein in his Harlem office in 2002, and around the same time made a brief visit to Epstein's New York apartment with a staff member and a security detail. He's not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade and has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida. Donald Trump on the list as well. I'm not going to even go down this road.
With him and his daughters. I mean, we've seen those pictures. So those have been out there. That's not new information.
Trump previously said that Epstein was a terrific guy, but later walked that back after they had a falling out. In her deposition, Guffrey said in the summer that she turned 17, she was lured away from a job as a spa attendant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club to become a masseuse for Epstein, a job that involved performing sexual acts. So she was procured, and it's a horrible way of saying that, out of Mar-a-Lago itself. Again, of course, he's denied any sort of involvement, Donald Trump has. Doug Band, one of Bill Clinton's closest aides, credited with rehabilitating the president's image in the wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Also referred to as a friend by Ghislaine Maxwell during a deposition, is on the list. And again, I got to say, you know, these people, they're it's not meaning that they were involved in crimes, but they're on the list of associates of Epstein. Stephen Hawking also.
I'm sorry, I about fell out of my chair, no pun intended, when I saw that.
Jeffrey, this is, I'm reading directly from the Daily Mail. It says Jeffrey Epstein was ready to reward one of his victim's friends if they could prove her allegations false, including that Professor Stephen Hawking participated in an underage orgy, the court documents revealed. And an email from Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell showed he was content for her to issue a reward to any of Virginia Guffrey's friends to counter her claims shortly after she filed a civil claim in the U.S. in 2015. The email read, "You can issue a reward to any of Virginia's friends, acquaintance, family that come forward to help prove her allegations are false. The strongest is the Clinton dinner and the new version in the Virgin Islands that Stephen Hawking participated in an underage orgy." Hawking died in 2018 at the age of 76. I don't know how Stephen Hawking, how that's even possible.
Well, he was not always wheelchair bound. So depends on when this happened and when he ended up in the wheelchair. But
yeah.
Wow.
It's allegations and it's never been proven.
Right.
Here's one I wasn't expecting. David Copperfield. I'm reading directly from the Daily Mail. In her May 2016 deposition, Jeffrey Epstein accuser Johanna Sahlberg described going to a dinner at one of Epstein's homes, also attended by magician David Copperfield. She said Copperfield did magic tricks before asking if she was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls. One of the key allegations against Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell was that some of the girls he paid for sex acts and then acted as recruiters to find him other victims. Sahlberg and Copperfield was not more specific about what he meant. A publicist for Copperfield has not yet responded to any requests for comments. I don't know that David Copperfield's involved in anything whatsoever. Jeffrey Epstein had a ridiculous amount of money. And I think maybe something that people should put into context here is people who are like that, that have ridiculous amounts of money, they don't just turn on Hulu and the latest series on Gypsy Rose to watch for entertainment. They bring in people like David Copperfield. They bring in major artists, and then they perform for the dinner party. Yeah. And a lot of times these artists, they're getting a payday. They're showing up. They probably should do some more research, be a little more vigilant on who you're going to. I believe didn't Beyonce run into that problem where she ended up like performing for like some sultan or something overseas, and then it turned out he was like connected to the murders of a bunch of like innocent people and reporters and such, and it was like, oh shit, maybe we should have double checked who we accepted that booking with. that's happened.
Yeah, I recall something like that. And that's the thing, these people have so much influence and power that those things just kind of go by the wayside, mm-hmm. You know, ooh, they're famous. If you are in their circle, it's going to lead you to other circles. So there's mm-hmm. that draw of the money and the fame and the power. Yeah. So for a long time, that was the draw of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
So it's not just, you know, what he was doing. It was the fact that he had tremendous amounts of influence.
And I think there's a groupthink that probably went on there as well, going, well, look, I mean, look at all these people who've been coming and going from Epstein. I mean, it can't be that bad. I mean, the president of the United States, Stephen Hawking, right. David Copperfield, Michael Jackson, Naomi Campbell, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Cameron Diaz, Bruce Willis. These are names of people that Johanna Sahlberg claims had been met, were that she met there or at some point in time on a property of Epstein or in some way, shape or form. So again, not that these people, but it was kind of a group of people that came and went. Who was involved in all these things? That's the guess. Alan Dershowitz, Leslie Wexner, The list goes on and on into a lot of financial and high profile, high power people. Kevin Spacey on the list. No one shocked about that.
Well, yeah, that's not a surprise.
Al Gore, George Lucas. It's a lot of people that had some sort of interaction with him that I'm sure are extremely regretting interaction they had with him at this point, that they have ended up here with their name on this thing. But it's got to be horrifying, too, especially if you really you didn't do anything, you know, and you're somehow mm-hmm. being drug into that world.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you don't want to be turning down these invitations either, especially if you are an up and comer. This is a way to network. Well, this is a way to meet people. So you're not going to turn that down. And now you're like, crap, I shouldn't have gone to that.
And at that point in time, it was.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, look at the Playboy Mansion. I mean, it's a bit different than Epstein's, you know, island. However, I mean, the allegations that have come out against him are pretty shocking, too. And that was, you know, in the night, there was fucking TV shows about the Playboy Mansion and everything that went on there. And everybody loved it. Everybody's like, oh, it's a great show. This is, look at this girl's next door. It's so fun. It's so silly. Oh, you think he's having sex with a lot of underage women or women that may not necessarily want to have sex with an 80-some-year-old? Probably, but it is who he is. And there was this weird fucking attitude back then about shit like that. It's how R. Kelly continued to do what he did and how he had a huge string of hits even after there was a fucking video of him fucking a 14-year-old in front of a Soul Train Award in his house. You still had like Celine Dion signing up going, yeah, I'll sing a song with him. Everybody's good like, Lord. Oh, shouldn't have done that. Yeah, no shit, you shouldn't have done that. But it, I think it really speaks to the power of power that people have, and the power of money and influence and wanting to be around certain people that will advance you. Optics be damned, I think used to be the way that people looked at it. And I think that is a world that is now far, far gone from many people's imagination. And if you didn't live then, it's kind of hard to comprehend. I get it. You know, it's like, I think like when I watch Mad Men on television, that is a world that's hard for me to comprehend. The way mm-hmm. that those offices worked, the denigration of women, the way the roles, I mean, it's like, this is a world I never worked in or grew up in or lived in. Things had things had moved on quite a bit from Mad Men. But even now I look back on 20 years ago, even the environment that we worked in, and I look like, oh, holy shit, like that would never fly anymore.
Well, but, no kidding. And people would have lost their jobs and been, you know, sued for harassment and damages and things like that back then. It was like, eh.
There was so much looking the other way. And there, and no way does it excuse anything. But if you're trying to put it into perspective of like, how did these things go on? If you weren't around 20 years ago, again, it was a different place in time. And I can guarantee 20 years from now, you're going to look back and say, it was a different place in time. Never excuses anything, but it helps contextualize the world that we lived in that enabled this shit to go on. And I'm glad we're not in that world anymore, but we still have a ton of work to do to get to a better place than where we're at right now. We'll continue to watch as the names get dropped on the list.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.